Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And there it is. Good morning, Bub. It's another beautiful, sunny South Florida morning here on November the, 18th, one day prior to the big show. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far, dude. Just getting a lot of work done this morning. We spent some time going over all of our audio video, making sure that we can not only bring the best in clarity, but also the video side. So hopefully it's all coming through good
for
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, Doing It Bubba Style. I want to thank our sponsors over there at Blog Talk Radio. We have now been moved into the most noteworthy category as well over there as we take another large step forward in our broadcasting and entertainment career, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of good stuff going on. And, we just continue to keep pushing that bar up on every level, man, everything from the rides, the designs to, you know, what we're doing with sponsors to what we're doing in the social media presence to the audio, to the video, just keep pushing those bars up.
Bub, this episode is brought to you by several big names. This is going to be a huge show and it's going to move at the speed of sound. So everybody, ladies and gentlemen, literally buckle your seatbelts. You're going to love what we've got for you today. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, that's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, where you will see all the latest in our online apparel and merchandise, ladies and gentlemen. And if you click on our performance parts tab, you will be seeing us uploading all of the partners' items. For example, American Racing has 19,000 different, American Race? Anyways, 19,000 parts from this place. We are now an official dealer of Nitto Tires, ladies and gentlemen. So we will be drop shipping wheel and tire combinations to you. It's huge. Stay up with us. Somebody's phone is on and it's definitely not mine. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique apparel and accessories. The Outlaw is loose. Robin will be joining us from Miss Outlaw Boutique here shortly, along with our other very special guests today. Morpheus Design, Jesse killed it, Bub. The BEM stickers are ready to go in the swag bags for tomorrow's huge event. We're going to be talking about that as well. And we cannot forget or omit Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, Bub. The Outlaws will be down there set up. Our tour bus will be there. We will have C7 Corvettes in our booth. We will have the world famous Bubba Edition ZL1 Corvette that was built for your good friend and my good friend, Donnie. We will have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches there. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, from 8 to noon, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2.3 liter world's only stock block 600 horsepower Mustang will be unveiled, Bub.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it, dude. It's we've been putting a lot of work into just getting everything ready the past 2-3 days here at the facility. The guys are all here right now with the exception of one, of course, just getting stuff ready to go. We are literally putting together 100 swag bags, so everything from the sponsors with all of the product that was released at SEMA 2017, so just a couple weeks ago, which is going to be bringing in product for all of the 18 model line in here forward. Everything is now printed on media and it's going to be in these swag bags. So if you guys do have, maybe questions, ideas, maybe you're looking at some new product for your ride, it's going to be in these swag bags. You can get them from us directly tomorrow at Cars and Coffee Palm Beach. We are handing them out for free. You can throw your stuff in them, come by, get a Monster Energy drink, walk around the show and enjoy the cars.
And Bub, we have to mention that with Monster, there are two rules. The drinks have to be cold and you must be 18 to receive them. Monster is not going to be in attendance tomorrow. They did turn to us because of our size and strength. and asked us to cover them. They are at a NASCAR-related event tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on.
Bob, I want to say good morning to not only Robin, our producer, but our lead tech, Ken, is joining us here live in the studio.
That's right.
He's never experienced this before, and I asked him to sit in and join us live. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Reach up in here and talk on that mic. Say hello to everybody.
How y'all doing?
So you gotta get up in it like it's a pecker in your face, dude. You just do.
Reach up in there and say hello to your beautiful wife and your family and everybody else out there, Ken.
Hello, everybody. Say hello.
God damn, he's got a stage presence.
Dude, killer right here. Huh? Animal.
Why are you blushing over there, man?
Animal on the mic right here.
Not really good with cameras.
All you gotta do is reach up in there and say
hello. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, you will. Around here, you know you're going to.
Right.
Right?
Right.
How about that?
Reed, come on, jump up in here and talk into this mic. Ken, tell us how your week has been. Can we bring his mic volume up a little
bit?
Let's tell everybody how your week's been, Ken.
Awesome. Been running around out there, you know, getting these cars out.
Tell us a little bit about how's it been around here. Busy, hasn't it?
Really, really busy, yeah.
Right?
Been prepping all week. It's nuts. A lot of effort into it.
It's amazing what it takes to run a business this size, number one, and number two, to get ready for these events, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, isn't it?
A lot of effort.
Are you looking forward to the show tomorrow?
Definitely.
What's going to be your favorite part about it?
The cars, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to get out there on those autograph tables. It's going to be really, really crazy, man. Right?
Right.
You cannot be opening Monster Energy drinks and spraying people.
No.
You could do it, dude.
Yes, you can.
Just make it like you won the Daytona 500. Just monster shooting everywhere.
Right?
All over the place.
22 million people around the world are hearing your voice right now, my friend.
Insane.
Isn't that crazy, man? So, Bub, I want to talk very quickly. You have been exponentially busy. We have been with all the guys from – in fact, you know what I got to do, Bub? I want to go out there and grab the link for Josh over at CPE, okay? Bub, you have been exponentially busy. We did officially enter into a 18-month contract with Josh from Custom Performance Engineering. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that and how that contract came about. It came about because of your build style, what the contract involves, and what people can expect to see here.
Yeah, man. So, you know, again, on the heels of SEMA 17, you know, we designed and built that ride for Precision Turbo, and the car was a huge hit, man. It was a total success. It looks great. Looks killer, man. It's, you know, it's been featured on a couple features on TV. It's been, so far, 4 magazine shoots. We had calendar coverage on the car. So there's so much stuff that car has already brought to the table. And one of those things was now, again, moving that bar up for the S550 market, not only in just the 2.3 world, which is the main goal of that car, was like a true bolt-on, like all stock block. You know, the average end user that has a basic skill set and, you know, knowledge could take all these products and bolt them on in terms of the power. You know, and a lot of these guys want high horsepower. Why wouldn't you buy a car and not want horsepower, right? So, you know, the point of it was to build a car that was, you know, out of the box, the end user could do it. We pulled that number to 597 rear wheel horse, which is absolutely astonishing on a 4-cylinder 2.3 without blowing the thing apart. And now we are going to move that bar up even further now that the car is back from SEMA and the contract has been fulfilled there to do the stock block system. We are going to pull that motor. The guys over at CPE are literally
doing a complete setup. There you go.
That is going to allow this. Literally, it's going to allow the 2.3 EcoBoost to be pushing up to 1,000 horsepower, which is incredible. That's not only serious horsepower, but coming out of a little 4-cylinder, that's just going to be an animal, dude. And we're in the works of that right now. It's going to be a fully forged setup. It's going to be a sleeve system, so it's going to be a system that is ready to go. You drop this crate engine in, you tune it, you've got the secondary fuel systems on it, and you've got, I mean, turbo capable of producing 50 pounds of boost. So this thing is going to be a street killer.
So, Bub, we cannot get into the technical specifications due to the legalities of the contract. But as you said, they have broken 900 horsepower before. You will be the first one to break that barrier. The car is then scheduled for they have the car going to PRI 2018, SEMA 2018, and several other. I think the Mustang show and Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That was the fourth one.
Correct? Yeah.
They'll be picking the car up and transporting it. We will be having today is a race related show, ladies and gentlemen. That is the common theme. Now, listen to this. At 10 after 9, we have Josh from CPE calling in. At 20 after 9, we have the new general manager. And Bub, this broke late last night. They did fire the general manager out at Palm Beach International Raceway. And Chris Harris, who was their business developer, is now the new GM.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the GM of Palm Beach, the new Palm Beach International Raceway, will be joining us at 9:20. Then at 9:30, our new segment starts called Outlaws on the Street, done Bubba style. We had to be careful because Discovery's number one rated show is Street Outlaws. We will be featuring with James Vidiello, a new Street Outlaws driver every week here on Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And other industries first, that's never been done. Talk about it.
You know, so that's going to be, you know, something that we've really had a lot of fun doing is, you know, we've always done a lot of the live shots, the live discussions. We've had a lot of crazy celebrity features as guests on the show, but now we are literally going to be bringing you guys the, what we love to consider the behind the scenes stuff, man, the stuff that not many people out there get to see, get to hear about, get to know about, but we are going to be bringing it to you guys live on the spot. We are going to be having a driver from Street Outlaws call in. We are going to be doing super, super behind the scenes questions, the stuff that everybody wants to know. When you see things on TV, you only see it one way. Now you get to ask those questions that are behind the scenes to find out, you know, hey, did this really happen? How did this set up? You know, was it exactly how it showed on TV? A lot of people wonder that kind of stuff.
Now, Ken, do you know who's the featured driver today at the 9:30, at the 9:30, coming in the bottom of the hour, that segment? Do you know who today's driver is? Okay. Are you a Chevrolet or a Ford guy?
Chevrolet.
Okay. So, Bub, tell everybody who is joining us today live and how he is known, who he is known as on the Street Outlaw show.
Yeah, man. So we've actually got today Brandon Smith calling in the LS Killer Mustang, which is going to be insane, dude. So it's, you know, the guys are out there, they're pushing that freaking bar just like we love to do here at BEM. They're just nailing it, running wide open throttle passes, and we're going to have some fun technical discussions with them today.
It's going to be very, very cool. So every day, or every week, we will be featuring a new Street Outlaw driver. This is going to get very intense, ladies and gentlemen, as we start to partner up with Palm Beach International Raceway, Chris and the crew out there, to get things going. I think we have a little something brewing underground, Bub, as well. That's going to happen out at PBIR as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it, man. We have a lot of stuff in the works right now, a lot of good things going on. And we're just, you know, we're bringing in all kinds of exposure to the automotive circuit, dude. Everything from just the designs and the builds that we're doing here at the facility for, you know, for us, for SEMA, for the clients, for the track use stuff, the stuff going on behind the scenes. Also, all of the stuff that we're bringing into it, man, in terms of just the fun, the social media, the marketing, the networking, and now doing this whole segment that we're going to be doing weekly with the guys from Street Outlaw. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
I want to mention, Bub, too, if I could, please, real quick. Then we're going to talk to some of the technical about some of the technical things on the car. Bub, the website is going to be completely redeveloped. It was not up to par from a mobile, like a mobile laptop or what do they call them? Your devices.
Yeah, like tablet.
Yeah, your tablet and your mobile devices. It was not compatible with the mobile devices, and it was not large enough to. Harness the hundreds of thousands of products now available through Nitto Tire, through Borla Exhaust, through CPE, through Steeda Autosports, through all of them. So I ask for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. The 100 swag bags we hand out tomorrow will be full, and they are top shelf swag bags. The first 100 get it. We're only doing 100 autographs. It's a commemorative setup for the release, the public release of the Mustang only. We did not want to saturate that. So we have very special high-end swag bags, Bub. We have Nitto Tire with Nitto backpacks, fabric, state-of-the-art swag bags. What else is going in those bags, Bub?
Yeah, man, we've got, you know, I mentioned a little bit of it earlier. We showed some of that yesterday on our Facebook live stream. If you guys didn't
see
it, we
did
show.
The numbers on that show?
Insane, dude. Yeah, we had just live, we had 40-something hundred people watching that live, just all in the local area, which is pretty solid, man. Yep. So, you know, we've got these swag bags we're building. They're literally getting built right now by the guys here at the facility. Yep. They're getting these things set up. So everybody out there gets the exact same product in every one of these swag bags. Let's face it, that's reality. It's not like these swag bags just grow with all this product inside, right? So it's literally hands-on. Someone's got to build every bag, and that's exactly what's happening.
That's me. I got it. That was me, Bob.
Was that you again?
Yep, sorry.
Okay, I knew that was coming. It had to happen at some point. So these swag bags are going to be, again, everything from SEMA 17, which was just 2 weeks ago, out in Las Vegas, Nevada. That is the automotive industries. That is what sets trends. That is what moves the bar up in every level, every arena, whether it be paint, whether it be wheels, whether it be tires, whether it be design, whether it be mechanical, anything about, oh my God, I feel like, was that, is there Gio Hammerbeck walking around in here with
us? Is Gio really here with us?
Jesus, man, look at this guy.
Is he really here with us?
Yeah, I don't know if it's G or .com, but somebody's out there. I think it's G. I can't tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the World Rally
Champion.
All I
see is the Monster Energy race helmet out front of the window on a head.
I believe that the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, has arrived in-house. He is going to be live with us. He's been up in Orlando, Florida, which is 3 hours north of us. He is scheduled to be live, Bub, at the tables with us tomorrow during the unveil of the world's only 600 horsepower, 2.3-liter Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA stock block Mustang.
Yeah, man, it's we're going to have a lot of fun, dude. Tomorrow's going to be a great event. We've got, I mean, man, Ken hasn't met him yet. So we've got the display set up, and it's funny, too. I'll switch back to something here in a second, but we got the display set up. We've already whiteboarded it where we can move things around, and, you know, we've got our ideas set up how we're going to have the tour bus, how we have the race team and trailer set up. We've got the rides that are coming out. Of course, we are doing the center point around that S550 SEMA Mustang, but we also are bringing out a full line of rides we have built here at BEM. We've got two brand new C7 Corvettes, both laying down a good 700-plus horsepower. We have ZL1 Camaro that was built, that's laying down just over 750 at the tire. We are bringing out, what else are we bringing? There's something else. There's an Alpha coming out, a brand new exotic that just, we did wheels, tires, suspension, stance, everything on. So we're bringing out one of those, man. So we're going to have a crazy looking setup, a lot of fun, and we're going to be out there just having a great time drinking those monster drinks and having a good time with everybody.
We are. You have not met our rally car champion, Gio Hammerbeck, have you? He is the most laid back. Go ahead, reach right up in there. He is the most laid back guy in the world. But when you'll get in the car with him. Yeah. When you get in the car with him, he is the most predatory animal you've ever met. And it's scary.
Well, yeah. And that's what I was going to say. I was going to bounce back to here in a second was this morning we actually drove in your Porsche, which was, it's the 981 series. So the Porsche 981s were a almost near dead on 50-50 weight distribution because they're more of a mid-engine design car. And I'll tell you what, man, even when you go out, and I thought about the fact that riding with G is totally different than just going and driving yourself. Even though we can get out there and run in any class, we take those cars out, we push them. But I'll tell you what, man, like I push those cars pretty hard. It is not half of what G does when he gets in those things. And he just goes for it, dude. I mean, he just gets behind the wheel of a car and he just does not get out of that throttle. And I thought about that this morning because when I drive, I mean, I make it pretty tight through the corners. He's literally throwing you from the edge of one seat to the edge of the other seat. And you're literally either hitting the door panel, bumping the thing into the wrong gear because your knees are freaking swinging all over the place. I mean, he is aggressive on the track.
Yeah, he's silly.
I thought aggressive about that this morning when we were driving your car. When you took that corner at like 104 and it was definitely a 15-mile-an-hour school
zone.
That's
because literally our World Rally Champion, Gio Hammerbeck, is in my head every time I drive that car. It's the truth because he tells you to stuff your nose down into the corner. And when you're out on those tracks doing 150, 170 miles an hour, going into those turns,
awesome.
Yeah, the cones are right there. And he literally wants you to touch your bumper on that cone and then roll that car tucked tight into the corner. Your natural instincts, Ken, are to say, get out of it. Don't.
Yeah.
And he's saying, push, push, push. If you go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and scroll down, you'll see the race and rally setup. Click on that and go for a ride with Bubba and Gio, and you'll see exactly what it's like. And he pulls you out of the corner so hard. Our 4K drone is sitting about 300 feet in the air, and it's watching Bub come out of turn six, he starts whacking that thing about 150, 170 miles an hour on the back straight. And that Porsche, that BEM Porsche, is just pulling because you're getting slingshotted out of those corners and the way Bub's got the car built. It's crazy, man.
It's funny last night, too. We were out with Dietrich, and
Dietrich is who, please?
32 Double D. He's the second baseman for the Miami Marlins. So we're out last night and he was talking about the Audi, right? So we did his Audi. He's got an RS7 and the thing is a freaking animal, dude. But even he was saying, he was like, dude, I don't know why. I just can't get this thing to go over 156 miles an hour. I need you to do something to it.
Yeah. Dr. Van Sice, Wade Van Sice, the BEM and Marlins team doctor says the same thing. Bub, I can't get this thing to go over 150.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, dude. These guys like to move.
You got to unlock that thing, don't you, Bub?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
a lot of potential.
Goodness, man. Unbelievable. Yeah. Bub, I know that we're going to have the new general manager calling in from PBIR. Ladies and gentlemen, the mics are open at 714-242-4200. 5166, 714-242-5166. And we're going to need to start getting everybody in here because time's going to click down fast, man.
Yeah.
Bub, tomorrow the schedule is from 8 to noon at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, exit 71 here in South Florida. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang will be unveiled. And it's we're going to have the tour bus out there. The race and rally team will be out there. You will personally be able to meet not only Bub and I and the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. You will meet Miss Outlaw in person. Robin will be there. They will be there will be a sample of their clothing out there. And Bub, and you are going to meet the World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck.
Yeah.
He is going to be in a new Focus RS this year, and it's going to be absolutely insane.
Well, you know, it's funny too that you know, that's another thing we were talking about with Josh over at CPE. We were discussing that same deal, man. Is the you know, the next step that we do with all of these rides, you know, everybody knows that this EcoBoost market is really coming on strong right now, has been for probably the past year, really coming on hot right now with all the new product that's coming out. And you're able to take these cars that, you know, let's face it, man, they're to buy an EcoBoost is it's cheaper than buying a Shelby. Let's just throw it out there by, you know, half the price. You literally it's 40 grand for a loaded EcoBoost, whatever series you're buying, whether it be F-150, whether it be a Focus RS, whether it be a Mustang EcoBoost. All of those things are in like that 40,000 range, and you're getting at half price of a Shelby at 70, 75, 80. But you can take these things, you can get the fuel efficiency out of them, you can get the looks and styling out of them, but then you do all these turbocharger upgrades with everything that's available to the market, dude. And you're able to far surpass that Shelby factory horsepower number all day long.
And speaking of which, Bub, you have been on very technical meetings with Josh, the owner of CPE, this week, all week long, behind closed doors. We did sign a contract with them. We do have Josh, the owner of CPE, the power performance production company of the world, to join and talk a little bit about it. Although he's not allowed to release technical details by the terms of the contract, he wants to get in with us. Josh, good morning from Custom Performance Engineering, the people who pushed the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 Mustang beyond the 600 power horsepower mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Morning,
guys. How you doing? Hey, what's up, Josh? How's it going, bro?
Ladies and gentlemen, the owner of CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, and this is where it all hits the road. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. I see you guys have a great show going on.
We do.
Yeah, man, we're loving it right now. We're having a good time down here in South Florida, dude. The weather is beautiful, Josh. Probably not so great where you are in Maryland, but I know that will change for you here pretty soon with the new South Carolina setup.
No, thank you. We're eager to have that happen. Hopefully, keep our fingers crossed. Everything goes according to plan.
Good morning to Danny Miguel out there who's listening as well. Josh, I want to jump into it because this is a very performance and power pack show. It's a very performance related show led by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and Custom Performance Engineering. Ladies and gentlemen, look them up on Facebook. Look them up on we will be selling all of their products on our website and look them up on Instagram, the web, everything. I am not at liberty to discuss right now all the technical terms of the contract, but could you please describe for us the contract that was put together between BEM and CPE this week?
It's a contract to push the Mustang EcoBoost further. You guys already took it to the next level, and we want to go even further with the vehicle. The relationship tying Bubba's Exotic Motorsports with CPE is a good combination because you guys bring the whole customization factor to the table, and we're really known for our bolt-on, especially direct injection turbocharged vehicles.
You want to hear it, you put it on your phone.
So when we do, what can you tell us about some of the upgrades that are going to be incorporated in the BEM CPE Mustang? And what can you tell us? I know you can't say too much, but where will the car be making an appearance during the 18 season?
We hope to do a couple appearances this year before we really get into the dark bill, so to speak, behind closed doors. We're hoping to bring it out in current form after the unveiling at your Giant Cars and Coffee this weekend. We're looking to bring it before Nationals. We are a title sponsor for Focus Rising this year. Everybody should get out there if you're a big Ford fan. Even if you're not a Ford fan, there's lots of stuff to do, activities. All the way down to Bikini Show. So they do a big contest. And then also we have Mustang Week in Myrtle Beach every year. That's another fantabulous Mustang event. And those EcoBoosts are showing up more and more. Not just the VA.
It's funny too, Josh, that you say that, because that's literally right before you called in. That's what I was just discussing, was how the EcoBoost platform, and not just in the Mustangs, but in the Focuses, in the F-150s, you know, the F-Series trucks, the EcoBoost platform is really coming on super, super strong right now. And I think if everybody positions himself properly, it's going to be pretty successful, man, over the next, I'd say, 8 to 12 months.
Well, we're hoping that it becomes something more of like all it's notorious for LS1 swaps, notorious for Honda swaps, and we hope that this is, we're already starting to see it in kit cars and even all the way down to Formula SAE cars for the universities. So it's becoming a very popular, compact, low-cost solution, crate motor program, and then from there you can take bolt-ons and really turn it up over 1,000 horsepower. It was a little bit tricky with the DI systems back in the day when we started in 2000. We started in 2003, and in 2005, the Mazda Speed 6 came out with the L3 VDT motor. That was the combination of Mazda and Ford Moco. It's printed all over their castings and their blocks and their parts on that engine. But that was the real test bed, I believe. I always like to say that Ford used to have shares of stock at Mazda so they could use the Mazda speeds to be like their guinea pigs, you know, poking them, testing them for 2 years. They know that it's going to be low volume. They know people that are going to buy them are going to mod them. And then, you know, what are you going to do? Go after Mazda Corporation for a $30,000 car? So most of the warranties would get voided, and there was nothing much they could do about it. But then Ford was pulling all that information and data to turn around, and then they launched it. And the first car to have it was the Ford. Sorry, not Edge, but the.
Are you thinking the Fusion?
Yeah. No, not the Fusion. My apologies. It was the other van. Why am I blanking? Anyways, it's a good looking car. It looks, it's blocky, square, and they had the 3.5 in that, and then from there, you it turned all the way up into the now showing up in the Mustang, and soon hopefully we'll have a V8 EcoBoost too.
Right. So to join in on the heels of that, Bub, today's new segment begins. James reached out to us with Street Outlaws. He's a really good dude. He wanted to team up with BEM, Josh, and put together a weekly segment that involved or brought forth one of the drivers from the from Discovery's number one rated show, Street Outlaws. And today we thought, because we are talking Mustangs and things like that, that James would bring Brandon Smith in. And who is Brandon Smith, Bub?
So Brandon Smith is the driver of the LS Killer Mustang.
And tell us a little bit about that Mustang. It has gone out there and dominated. You're familiar with the setup and things like that. And Brandon's just a really good dude, man.
And it's funny too, because that just even goes back to what Josh just said, is, you know, what everybody's trying to do now with the EcoBoost platform is, you know, something that you're looking at, what Josh was just relating to, is how there's, you know, two JZ swaps and everything. There's the LS swaps and everything. So it's kind of like a go-to motor now for serious, serious horsepower and applications.
Right on. Hey, good morning, James. Are you and Brandon with us here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world?
Hey, brother. Yeah, I'm here. I got Brandon on the phone with me. He's out of state, man, so it's hard for him, but he's with us.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
Brandon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you? Welcome to number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style. How are you, my friend?
Brandon.
No.
I'm talking to him. I guess they're not hearing me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just make
now
sure.
Now we can.
There you go. We can hear him now. Yeah, make sure you listen to the phone, not the radio show, because it's on a couple second delay. Good morning to Brandon and James out there, bub.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Doing good, bro. I know he's having some. We're having some technical difficulties with the phone, man. He's like I said, he's in Texas, man. He's out of state.
That's okay, man. So, James, let's talk about real quick. Let's talk a little about the new segment that's going to be called Outlaws on the Street, done Bubba style, that you reached out to us and put together with us over the course of the last 7 days. Let's talk about its purpose. Let's talk about what it's going to be doing.
Right on. Yeah, well, I mean, basically what it is this, man. We're trying to get some exposure, get some of these local guys that may not have the media outlet to reach out to people and let them know who they are. Maybe help them gain some fan base, maybe help some people that are, you know, the grassroots guys that don't know a lot about, you know, cars and stuff like that. You know, they get to listen to some of these other guys and be able to follow their careers as they progress.
And you know what we'll do? Hey, Brandon, do me a favor. Would you please hang up and call 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. And that'll bring you directly into the studio with us, and we'll hear you just fine. 714-242-5166. Each week we're going to be featuring, Bub, a different driver. James is going to bring forth a different driver from the series.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
714-242-5166, Brandon.
All right. Thank you, man.
Okay. Call us right back now, okay? And I'll be looking for your call in the studio. So each week, Bub, good morning, Bub, to whom?
That's Casey Mitchell we got. Good morning here. Cassie? Okay, sorry.
Cassie or Casey?
I'm reading upside down on a paper, and it looks like it's coming from Chicken Scratch, by the way, anyways.
Does it really? Well, good
morning. Oh, yeah.
Anthony, let's see, D. Giovanni. How do I pronounce that? Anthony D. Giovine? How do I pronounce that? I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing there. Well, good morning, Cassie or Casey?
Cassie.
Good morning, Cassie. How are you? And thank you for joining us here on the show. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing, James, is bringing forth, you're going to bring a different driver from the Street Outlaws series, from Discovery's Outlaw series, forth every week, and we're going to talk to these drivers and get into their head technically and let them go back and forth with Bub a little bit.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's going to end up making for a good segment, man. I think it'll be good to get some more fan interaction, so to speak, versus, you know, watching them on TV, seeing what they do on the television, and actually being able to interact with these guys in real life, ask them some questions and listen to them talk. It's going to be a good segment.
The phones are open, ladies and gentlemen, 714-242-5166. Brandon, good morning. Are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, oh, there we go.
Hey, Brandon. How are you, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Late night.
So tell us.
I'm still kind of half asleep.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
How
are things going with the LF killer, man? Let's tell the world, you know, 22 million people listen to this show around the world. So let's tell the world what they only see on TV. Bub, you and I have been doing entertainment for, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
And we know that it's different when people have an inside track to what's really going on. So just talk to us, Brandon. Tell us all about it.
Well, I've recently had the car down for almost a year. I heard it last year, end of the year in November, at a no prep race, and I decided, you know, it was time to tear the car down and do some major upgrades on it. The car was still basically a stock body, you know, with a 10-point cage in it, and what I was trying to do, it wasn't enough cage, and the car was just too heavy. So we tore it down, and I've been working on this thing slaving all year trying to redo it, and about a week and a half ago, we finally finished everything up. Went 25-3 chassis from being a 10-point. We put fiberglass doors front end, you know, pulled a lot of weight out of the car, put a 9-inch rear in it. We stayed fiberglass, but I wound up making a swap to methanol to get rid of the intercooler and the radiator, and, you know, just a bunch more weight trying to get the car down lighter. And we got done with it about a week ago, and last night was actually my first time to take it to the track and start shaking the car down, and it was pretty promising so far.
Wow.
To be the first night out, a little half passes, you know, it's coming around good. I'm just trying to take it step by step real slowly because this methanol is kind of a new deal to me. I'm not used to it, so I don't want to get ahead of myself and have anything.
You know a lot about building with methanol, Bob.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a totally different animal, dude. And, you know, especially when it comes into these serious, serious high horsepower rides that these guys are all running, it's a different ballgame, man. It's, you know, it's not 500, 600, 700, 800 horsepower street cars, which isn't hard to build now in today's world. You know, these things are just all about building solid, building lightweight, building structure, and building function. You know, you've got to be able to plant all that power down in the ground, get it as light as possible, and get it down the strip as fast as you can, man. That's the end goal. You've got to make sure it's done right, dude. Everything from your tune to your tire pressures to your suspension to everything is going to be a variable.
And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of which, you heard Brandon mention the track. We have had a long relationship with Palm Beach International Raceway, who is our hometown track. We spend a lot of time there on the road courses and everything like that. The track was just sold, Bub, to a new group who we are partnering up with. And I shared with you just a few minutes ago that our uplink, Chris, who was the business developer, the development developer of the business side of it, is now the new GM.
That's right.
And I am very proud to say that not only is Josh with us, our power adder, but Brandon and James. And now I also have Chris from Palm Beach International Raceway with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate this.
You're very welcome. You are talking to Brandon Smith, the driver from Street Outlaws, with James on Discovery's very popular hit show, Street Outlaws. And we also have our big power adder partner, Josh, from CPE. So we see there's a theme here. So everybody say good morning to Chris out here at Palm Beach International Raceway.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
So, Chris, you and Bub and I had a sidebar conversation last night after I got off the phone with James. We're looking to bring Brandon and the guys out here to Palm Beach International Raceway. I want you to tell us about all of the changes that are taking place under new management. It's very, very exciting. And we are going to be doing a Street Outlaw grunge match at PBIR, and I'm going to come out there and tear everybody's ass apart.
Dude, do not get on the track with this guy.
We are excited about some of the new changes that we're doing here at the track. I know that through previous management, we've had some issues as far as, you know, our treatment of our racers, the condition of our facility, just customer service and just being the gold standard of what we should be. So there's been a lot of changes that's happening from the top to the bottom. We're renovating our facility as well to add some of these world-class amenities like better bathrooms. We're switching up a VIP lounge. We've gotten, in considering the drag strip side of it, yesterday we just power washed the drag strip stands to get it ready for Citrus to make sure that everybody's watching has a clean seat to sit on. It's something very simple as that. Also, we have our rotator in now. We have our scraper in that are going to be full-time at the facility. It's not going anywhere. So for you guys who are racers, that's huge as far as having the track conditions and the standards that you need to have to be able to lay that power down. Even on the road course side now, we've fixed our chalet. The hurricane really did us pretty bad, but we fixed that up. We fixed our VIP lounge. We now have Berto Roos Racing School in-house. So any of you guys that are into road racing and want to get your SCCA license, you could do it now here at Palm Beach full-time. We also have karting at the facility. We're upgrading our catering and just bringing certain events back. I mean, I know a lot of guys were kind of mad about the 5-day being gone and just the quality of certain events that we had. Citrus are really looking to knock this one out of the park next weekend, and we're bringing back some of those races you love. We're getting back the Chevy show, the Ford Power show for next year. We're also looking to do a Mopar show. We're getting into some of the street racing classes as well. Our Test and Tunes, we're going to start adding gambler races into it for some of you guys on Friday nights. And then also add in a Sunday. For, I know how hard it is for the race cars. You got to get out of work and get the trailer and the car together and zoom to the track. So we're going to start doing Sundays more frequent. So, you know, you have an excuse not to go to church if that's not where you want to go.
Hey, Brandon, as a professional driver on the very successful Discovery Series Street Outlaws, tell Chris, and, you know, Chris made it a point to come meet us in person at SEMA. Out of the blues, he's like, I heard about you guys. You're the best. I just want to introduce myself. You're in our backyard. We want to get back in bed with you. And I said, okay, fine. So he has gone exponentially over the top, Brandon, to get PBIR back to the top shelf track it used to be. When you get out on that track, Brandon, tell Chris what he should be looking for to make sure that you have the best run.
It's funny. I was just getting ready to ask him that as well.
Go ahead, Bob, ask.
Well, that's what I was going. You're already almost there, so finish it up.
Go ahead, Bob. Take it over.
You know, from a driver's standpoint, you know, even though that you guys are doing more of a street style, you know, racing, what are things that you think about? You don't just hop in the car and just hit that throttle wide open to the floor. I mean, what are things that run through your mind about your conditions, what's around you, your surroundings, when you're about to do that pass?
With no prep like we do, you know, we don't get to worry about prep a whole lot. But I mean, as far as the track itself, like he was saying before, you know, a very smooth surface is a really good thing, you know, because if you got a rough surface, it's really easy to get the car disturbed and unload the suspension on a pass. And also keeping the start line scraped and clean, like you said, you know, you've got a lot of tracks that'll let the rubber build up on the start line. Whenever it does, it'll just want to blister and peel up, you know, and it's really hard to get a car to go down whenever the surface is like that with old rubber, keeping it scraped, you know, every few race outings is really, really important to do to keep the track working well. And, you know, that's the main thing, and having, you know, a nice shutdown area to get a car stopped if you're going pretty fast is the main three things that I look for, you know, whenever I go to a track, is shut down and start line and how smooth the track is. That way I know, you know, what kind of power I can really put to the car.
So, Chris, can we talk a little bit about that? Here you're speaking to one of the most known drivers on the on Discovery's Street Outlaws series. How do you respond to what his needs are and PBIR's ability to meet those needs, the new PBIR's ability to meet those needs for these drivers so they're safe and they're turning new times?
So the awesome thing about, you know, running a racetrack is that we understand now that we're in the business of customer service. And it's about listening to our racers, just like he just stated, and just really trying to meet the needs that they have for their vehicles. So I had personally went out, and some of our staff have went out and talked to some of the racers that come to our track. And it's funny, no matter where you go and who you talk to, it's pretty much the same exact thing. So we brought in a gentleman that's been contracted through the IHRA and NHRA, and he's well known for his track prep, and he's done a million of huge events. He's actually down at PBIR. He's been here for maybe a month or so now, and he'll be there a little longer, and actually training our staff on how to properly prep a track and give that A1 track service. And without even telling anybody, we've already started to hear about the difference in our track service, especially through some of the private rentals that we had during the events. And we have a unique situation at Palm Beach where the humidity is very annoying, and we come through a lot of issues with deals to rain and mist and things of that nature. And yet still, within this last month or so, we've been getting a lot of good feedback about our track prep. So it's just continuing to talk to the racers and the guys who use this track as a component of the car. You know, just like you have the power and your suspension and your tires, the track surface is just as important as some of those things. So talking to those guys, making sure our guys are trained up and getting it done, and just making sure we get that return feedback that we're doing it the right way.
Nice. And Chris, real quick here before we move on to the next segment. Can you please tell people, how do they get in touch with you? You, throughout our meetings, the one thing I walk away with is you have a genuine concern and care for the driver's safety and their happiness. But not only that, it also reflects all the way down to the stadium, the stands, and the people that are attending the event. You're very, very aware of putting together true family-oriented, low-drama, low-stress events. How do people reach out to you and say, this is what I'd like to see done?
Info@racepbir.com is the email that I get directly in contact with me. Also, at the events, I'm very, very visible. Please, if anybody's at the track, don't hesitate to come up to me and say, hi, I love to talk to you guys, learn about your cars. I'm a car enthusiast myself. Even though I'm on the business side of it, I'm a car enthusiast. I mean, I'm a Mopar guy. I hope I don't offend some of you guys, but I just love cars. And even though I can't go down the track as fast as some of you guys are, I love to watch it and just making sure you can make that turn onto return road, and I don't have to worry about rescue going down there to see if you're okay. Is the most important thing, and getting those safe passes, and even for the people in the stands, making sure the bathrooms are clean, the stands are clean, making sure that family fun atmosphere is there. Because racing's changed, and it's not just about the drivers anymore. It's about these drivers that have their fan base now, and with social media and everything that's going on, like, you're just as big as a basketball star. So making sure these people that come out to see you, I don't want them to go, oh, these guys are at Palm Beach International Raceway, but that track sucks, so I don't want to go see it. I'll wait till they go somewhere else. We don't want that.
Yep.
So that's guys, info at racepbir.com. You can reach me or see me at the facility.
Also, we will be will we be getting some swag for the 100, the limited edition 100 bags that are being handed out, along with what will be on the autograph tables tomorrow?
Absolutely. That will be on its way to you in an hour or so.
All right. Nice. So everybody will get a sticker in the swag bags for sure then, Bub.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be good, man. I'd love to get some Race PBIR stickers in there, something that we can throw out. You know, we're really looking forward to what Chris has coming from the new PBIR side, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Right, we have a lot of fun out there personally, professionally. You know, we brought a bunch of big exposure, and we bring a super, super fun crowd, man. You know, I'd love to see all of these guys from Street Outlaws get those straight line cars out on that road course.
Well,
what?
And you're hearing that, Chris, from one of the top three designers. That's coming from one of the top three designers, builders, and fabricators in the world today. So he's looking forward to it. Bub wants to be out there. Chris, two things I need from you. Would you please fix turn 10? Because I continually wind up finding myself
in the wall.
Yes. Despite Geo Hammerback, our World Rally Champion driver.
You need to somehow put.
Well, you need to fix your right foot. I think that would help out.
That's exactly
fix
what
the right
is.
Foot.
I wreck Porsches, Corvettes, Vipers, everything into that wall. I'm looking for a voluntary.
So definitely your right foot then.
Yes.
Maybe we can just extend that barrier by like 200 yards and maybe just put like a grass field there. He loves those.
Yeah. I love winding up in the grass field. Chris, love you. You'll be joining us next week as well with an update on what's going on and talking to us. There is discussions about bringing the street laws here and outlaws here, and we are going to have a grunge match, aren't we?
Yes. No, we want you guys here, and some of the guys will be there next weekend at Citrus National. So we have LaFonda, we have Birdman, and one other car. I don't know why it's escaping my brain right now. I apologize. We have three of the outlaws here at Citrus Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We also have jet cars. We're going to have Bob Motes with his semi-jet truck. We're going to have the Larsons with their car out there. So family fun. We're going to have bounce houses. We're going to have some live performances as well for cover bands. And listen, it's about the family fun atmosphere surrounding what you guys love and do every day. So we're excited.
Well, thank you for the big changes at the new Palm Beach International Raceway. We really appreciate it. And thank you. I know you've got family in town, but I really appreciate you taking the time to step away and call us, man.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me on, and I look forward to working with all you guys soon.
Yes, sir. Love you, Chris. Thanks so much, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care, Chris.
Bye-bye. So, Josh, now what do you think about that? We've got a brand new platform to get these cars out there on to do the test and tune on. What are you thinking out there, man, from a technical perspective?
I was sitting here biting my tongue trying to figure out the right opportunity to comment on a few of his comments. But that's really cool. I mean, being down in Florida, that's got to have good tracks. And the conditions that the weather brings between the humidity and the salt and the high heat, it's always real difficult, I feel like, for them to both keep facilities as well as keep the track good. The good thing is, you know, with all this street outlaw and the no prep, I was going to say, he invested in all this equipment, and soon he's not going to need any of it. You know, the evolution of the racer is pretty extreme nowadays. I don't know how those guys do it. Lots, all the Murillo, they're especially Murillo and that Fox body notchback. I mean, every time I see him launch, it's like a ballerina dancer trying to get that thing down the track without running into the wall. So just not being able to hook with a no prep is pretty remarkable. So both to the Street Outlaw guys as well as the new track and facilities, him pushing the barrier, especially with the hurricane. I mean, can't say enough about that.
Hey, Brandon, take us through that, man. Let's put on our seatbelt and the light, and we're sitting at the tree. Take us through it, man.
Coming out a little front row seat of no prep racing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a different animal for sure. Me racing on the street a good bit, it's kind of my element. You know, it's not as bad as it would be to somebody that's not used to doing that type of racing. You get used to going down the street, you know, any track, good, bad, not prep, anything is usually a walk in the park to you. But I have been on a few tracks that's sketchy, you know. I mean, you get out there, the cars might leave good, you know, because you get a lot of people doing burnouts at the starting line of the track. We'll come around a little bit, you know. So, I mean, for 60 foot to 100 foot, it's pretty normal. You know, it looks good. But after that, it's kind of like running out on an icy pond, you know. I mean, about half track, you just look like the ass, and the car hops up, and you just kind of along for the ride then, you know, no quick movements, and hope you get to the finish line without wrapping it up.
Oh, wow.
How about that, bub?
Yeah, man.
I could put it into a wall with no problem.
Oh, right away, dude, for sure.
60 feet, I'd be into the wall 20 feet.
Right. Like, what was his 60-foot time? No idea, dude. He made it like 3 feet.
Well, even with prep, I'd put it in the wall.
For sure.
And then, Brandon, I jump out. I get up on top of the car, Brandon, when the nose is stuffed into the wall, and I just put my hands on my side, and I just grab a mic, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, how did I do? Right? And the thing's terrible. Just completely catching on fire in the back end.
Just burning.
Well, that's why you're so famous. You know, you gotta have wrecks to keep it interesting.
Dude,
I do that.
Josh, I kid you not, man. We literally have people that follow us from all around the world. We get messages sent in all the time asking about what a current situation of a previous vehicle was that everybody knows he wrecked. I mean, people from Australia send us an email and be like, hey, how's this car that Tom wrecked last week?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
This guy's known worldwide for how much stuff he can wreck.
Let's put it this way, Brandon. Let's put it this way. I don't mind test driving the client's Ferraris and Lamborghinis down here because it's all exotics. How about that?
Right. From the sounds of it, though, they might not like you driving too much.
Either that or Bob. I
drove our tour bus through one of the gates here on the facility a couple months ago. I mean, does that tell you anything?
So last night, we're getting ready, of course, for Cars and Coffee Palm Beach tomorrow, which is the Guinness World Record holding. I mean, 40,000 plus people are
planning to be there for the show.
So this thing is a serious, serious car show that just goes on from Sunday 8 to 12, man. So last night we've been, you know, moving cars around, getting things done. We have 8 cars in our display there as well in the VIP area. So last night I bring him to my place and I'm like, hey, man, can you just drop off the Porsche at the detailer by you? Right. It's just down.
Yeah, but
you know,
I glued the mirror back on.
Listen, dude, I kid you not. Like, I got in the car to back it out of the garage, and he was like, no, I'll get it. And I was like, okay, man, sure. So go ahead, right?
So you said be careful of the lawnmower and the garage. You didn't say anything about the mirror.
I kid you not, dude. When he backed that thing out, and he sticks the thing in the garage, and I just watched the car, like, here goes 250 grand rolling down the street, right? So now I'm watching this thing. I see this beautiful fat rear end of this car. I pull out my phone, and I'm, like, checking my USA, make sure my insurance is up to date. Like, here we go, dude.
And it was only the one side. I only hit the one side on the garage. It was the passenger side. So super glue works fine. It was epoxy. So there were a couple runs in the epoxy running down the paint, but nobody will notice if they don't play it carefully.
Enough of you with that epoxy, dude.
Hey, Brandon, I tried to 5 minutes.
At least it's better than my... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you were saying at least it's better than your what?
Duct tape. That was always the running joke with some of our past employees that always, if there's a problem, pull out the silver duct tape. And I just used to shake my head. They'd use duct tape for everything.
In Bub's case, I had to use blue because it blends in with his 911. So.
Well, that's what's nice now is now that you can pretty much buy duct tape in any color you want. So, heck, at this point, if you break a taillight.
I forgot about that.
It's all good at this point, dude.
So, Brandon, what's next on the schedule, man? Tell us a little bit. And when are we going to see you down here in the Palm Beaches? I think James is going to be working with Chris and BEM, Team BEM, to put together a grunge match with the Street Outlaws against the local guys here, and I'm going to be on the BEM Street Outlaw side. So what's the next, Brandon?
I haven't made any concrete plans to come down yet, like, you know, said date, but I'm really down to come. I think it'd be fun to come down. I've never been down deep down in Florida before, so it'd be an experience just to get away for a little while and come down and meet new people, just grudge racing, you know. Right now, us just getting the car done. We're basically just trying to get it shook down, get the tune up good on it, and start trying to hit some of these races. I've kind of missed out on everything all year from building this thing, so I'm ready to catch up on what I've been missing out on. I told everybody, I was like, it looks like, you know, I'm going to get my car running right when the season's about over, so I'm going to be trying to get mine tested while y'all down, and then by the time everybody's back up and going, it's going to be time for me to freshen my junk up again, you know?
No doubt about it. Well, look, Brandon, good luck with all of that. We thank you for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate it, man, and we wish you all the best of luck. You need anything on our end, man, we love you. You reach out to us. James has our personal cell phone numbers. Just come directly to us that way.
Brandon, are you going to be at PRI this year?
Yeah, I'll be there, and I'll have my car there in JMS Chip Booth.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so looking forward to checking out the new build.
So the audience can't see it. That's the blue one, right, Brandon?
No, it's silver. Silver with the
silver one. Okay.
Black cool. New Age Mustang.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I knew I knew you had the silver one out on the track, the LS Killer. I thought for some reason it went blue or something was going on with the new color with it.
No. I kept the same color scheme. Everybody told me. That the black hood kind of made it my own deal, so I even stayed with the black hood whenever I redone everything. It's silver body black hood.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lord. Right on, man. So everybody listen here. You can stay up with Brandon. Just go to Brandon Smith on Facebook. He's right out there. It's LS Killer. You'll see the picture of his Mustang with the wheels coming up off the ground there. It's a silver car. It's really, really pretty. Brandon, thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to you calling in and spending more time with us, man.
All right, man. Good talking to you. Hope to see you on that way soon, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Soon enough. Have a good
Thanks. Day. Thanks.
You're welcome. So, James, there we go, man. Tell us a little bit, James, about who we're going to have with us next week.
Next week, we're looking at Jerry Byrne from New Orleans Street Outlaws.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Try to get with him.
Is Bird going to be up here? Is Birdman going to be here at BBIR? I think that's what Chris was saying. He's going to be up here.
Yeah, it's not Birdman, though. It's Jerry Bird.
Okay. All right. Two different people. All right. Very good. So we'll make sure.
Two different guys.
All right. Right on, man. Well, thank you so much, James, for joining us here. We're at the top of the hour. I appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you next week for sure, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for having us, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Right on, buddy.
Thanks,
thank
James.
You so much. And we got to say hello to Tracy John out there.
Yes, sir.
Got to say Tracy John. We can run over for a second there, Bub. You know how that goes. Hey, Josh, thank you so much, man, for being part of the BEM family. We are going to be setting another record up here. We ask everybody to come out and see us tomorrow. I know you've been very busy getting set up. There's huge advances for CPE, Custom Performance Engineering. Ladies and gentlemen, check out all their stuff on our website. Check them out as well. You guys are moving into a huge – am I allowed to talk about that for a second, Josh?
Right. No, not really, but we're trying to keep it under wraps until the nails in the coffin.
There are going to be some big changes logistically for CPE. How's that?
Yes, that's perfectly well worded.
Perfectly well worded.
All right, we'll have a show dedicated to it next time. Once it's official.
I'll be calling in next week as well to talk about the technical builds and what's going on and all of that stuff with us as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to this relationship because it brings our stuff is pretty parts, but it's always underneath the hood or underneath the bed or the body. And so being able to have this relationship with DEM and have you guys dress our parts up even further by your customization is pretty important to us, and it's all about teamwork and relationships to move the ball forward.
That's it, man.
That's what it is. And you know that Bub and I are a different breed of cat. When we say we're going to do something, we do it. We go all the way. You know, you've certainly partnered up with Bub, who's considered one of the top three in the world today. And, you know, the details and everything he touches, man, you know that.
Absolutely.
And thank you for recognizing him as such and choosing him. You could have chosen anybody in the world to build your platforms with, but you chose Bub. And I'm honored as his father and manager to say that you chose us, and we won't let you down.
Well, we hopefully won't let you down either. We're here for you. If you need anything, just ask. Any universal parts, too. We have a very wide variety of do-it-yourself parts. You know, everything from flexes to mufflers to flex joints to ball sockets to Norma group clamps. I mean, all of our stuff is we pride ourselves on made in the USA products. So we have 25 hardworking guys that wake up every morning and are happy and proud of what they do.
Nice. Right on, man. Thank you so much, Josh. We'll be talking to you next week. It's, of course, the world will be. You and I will be talking with Bub throughout the week. It's got a lot of work. We've decided to take the BEM Mustang. You're putting it on the road in its current condition. It goes black, I think, fourth quarter this year, we decided?
Yeah.
Fourth quarter.
Yes, sir.
So, and then it won't be seen again until SEMA and PRI next year, Bub.
I don't know why, man. I just have a feeling that car is going to go into a matte style wrap. I'm just saying.
Okay, it is what it is.
I might just throw that out there.
Well, you got to have to get with our director of digital media then. He's pretty talented. If you ever have seen the world's fastest EcoBoost, the Bonnie and Clyde outfit, BG Racing, as well as their truck. We did a whole layout with the vinyls and that matte black just looks absolutely stunning, and then from there you put the other logos on top that allow you to keep it constantly changing instead of printing the entire wrap.
Yep. Exactly, man. Josh, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be talking to you in the morning or on Monday morning for sure. We love you and thank you so much, Josh.
Same here, guys. Take it easy, be safe, and keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye-bye. Bub, that does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style. We went a little bit over, but I knew it was going to be a packed show. We had the luxury of doing that. Thank you to Brandon Smith for calling in. Really good guy. LS Killer, follow him, ladies and gentlemen. Very successful street outlaw driver. Thank you as well to James from Street Outlaws. Good guy, man, reaching out with us and setting up the new segment.
Yep.
Thank you to Robin, our producer. Thank you to Josh. Thank you to... Ken.
Thank you.
Are you stoned?
No.
Oh.
Not right now.
Why not?
It's already fading, dude. That was like 4 hours ago.
A little hungover from yesterday, but that's about it.
You drank all day while you worked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bub, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel and performance parts. Look for the new website coming at you very quickly. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique. The beautiful. beautiful Layla and Robin have it going on over there, and you will see some of their attire out there at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports VIP display for the unveiling of the world's only 2.3 liter 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost ever built. It's only been seen at SEMA and in a couple magazines, Bub.
Yep.
Very proud of you, man.
Yeah, man.
CPE Engineering, all those good guys over there, man, providing those performance parts, laying down the power. You and he have come up with an amazing build. Come meet Gio Hammerbeck, the world rally champion and BEM driver. He'll be in a new Rally RS car next year, I think January, right, Bud? Something like that?
Yep.
Something
like Looking forward to it, dude. That's have the next, man, the next 30, 45 days is going to be it's going to be just an animal here around BEM, dude. Yeah. There's going to be rides unloading from all over the world. We've got stuff coming in. Our contracted SEMA builds are coming in. We've got the rally car coming in. So we have a lot of stuff going in the works. So it is like full grind mode from here now all the way through again. Next November. So we're already on that countdown again.
Months out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We absolutely are. Ladies and gentlemen, we also want to say thank you to Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, South Florida.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. Exit 71, come out. We'll be on the tour bus. We may have other celebrities out there with us. Definitely have Gio out there. The girls will be out there doing their clothing line, all of that stuff. 8 to 12 tomorrow at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. Right, Bub?
Yep.
Right on, Bob. Ken, say goodbye to the world out there.
Goodbye, world.
Wait, that's not the way it was supposed to go, was it, man?
That's actually a pretty good closing, though. Goodbye, world.
Right? How about that?
Okay, short and sweet.
There it is. Bob, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Keep on doing it Bubba style, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.